Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
President of Basketball Operations for your Golden State Warriors, the great Bob Myers, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Bob, it's been a while, man. How are you and the family doing?
Good. Good, man. Just listening to you guys, your therapy issues and sleepwalking. I mean, I'm better than you, I guess.
Yeah, we got a lot of problems over here. I don't think I realize the extent of the problems I had, but I have them, and I got to figure some stuff out. So jump in on this. All of us have these weird dreams where we're never able to complete what we're trying to do. Dibs can't hit the golf ball. Lo can't actually get out on the field. I can't, for lack of a better term, close the deal. What does Bob Myers dream about at night?
Probably, you know, you might relate to this one, being a law school grad, just thinking I'm messing up in one of my, I'm not going to graduate from law school.
Like, I forgot,
and that is the number one that I've had for 20 years that just keeps coming back. Like, I screwed up something, I'm not going to graduate from law school, I forgot to go to a class, and I have that one all the time, still do. Crazy.
Isn't that crazy though, man? We're all talking about these different dreams and things that we have. What did you get any evaluation? What is it? And have you had the one where you just can't move? You feel like you're awake and you're trying to move and you can't. You're like, what the hell's going on? Or do you hit your wife in sleep?
I think that's a lack of control. I mean, I got a control issue. You know, we talk about therapy, right? I mean, we all have our stuff. I don't know if that's a control thing. Like, for me, it's rushing to a basketball game. You know, I played basketball, not pro, but all the way in college.
Right.
And always being late, right? Always, like, I couldn't get my shoes tied.
Yes.
The game had already started. I'm not there. I don't know what that is. I don't know. That's we all have that stuff, I guess, right? It's probably, if you really care, you get somebody on the show, and they'd tell you it's our insecurities, it's our control, it's all the stuff we deal with, I guess.
Yeah. I have fear of just about everything, but I would imagine, do you have
dreams? That's a good way to live.
Well, I mean, in my sleep, for sure. Out here, I'm just a one-man wrecking machine. But, Bob, do you ever have the dream where you're out there just dominating, you know, crossing over Steph and dunking on Draymond and putting one in Clay's eye?
No. No, I played this is a true story. I mean, Lowe's the athlete. He was obviously a great player. I was only the best on my team one time. Which was my senior year of high school. And then I went to UCLA and just saw what the real, you know, athletes, who they were and what they were about. But growing up in the Bay Area, you know, basketball's pretty good here, but it's not the hotbed. There's some good, you know, like Oakland's had some good players come out of it, but no, I wasn't great. And one time, to dispel any of that stuff, Dibs, I played about 6-7 years ago with our guys because they needed a guy. Our players for the Warriors, and they needed somebody because they had 9 guys, and so I played, and Curry was on the other team. It's almost like to appreciate Lowe, who you were, you'd actually have to play against you in some capacity and really see it, feel it, feel you on a lead block.
Right, right, right.
Play with Curry, I what people don't get about him, and I know you guys are going to talk about him, is you talk about the gravity, and what that means is the pull and the attention he gets. It's almost like Lamar Jackson on a football field, I suppose, like where even if any defender, you always have to have one eye on him all the time. It's almost unconscious. So with Steph on the basketball court, he becomes a threat so far from the basket. So when you're playing against a guy like that, it's so unnatural. to feel like, is this guy really going to shoot from here? Is he really? Because it's not something anybody's used to, and he's normalized that. And so it pulls you into areas you're not comfortable in. I don't know if you can relate to that low in a football
level. But like
a guy going, I'm not supposed to be in this position. And it messes the whole defense up. And so my idea, if I ever had that thought, to bring it back to your question, Dibs, no. If you ever think you're good at anything, and you think maybe I could have played pro, everybody should have a chance to go practice with a pro team.
Right.
You'll get rid of that notion in about 3 seconds.
Absolutely. No, Bob, no question. Well said. When you're going to practice, even though you know, hey, I'm going to practice, they need another guy, you still have pride. You played in college, it doesn't matter, and you're still competitive. That's just who you are. Were you nervous? Were you like, okay, or did you say, I'm going to try? Or did you get to a point where you're like, I'm not even going to try because I'm going to make myself look worse? Or were you like, dude, I'm going to show him something?
No, never the last part. I'm not going to show him anything. I mean, I think I was trying to be the way, and I wasn't this super confident player, so I was trying to be the guy that you really didn't notice, good or bad, low. I didn't hurt my team, but I wasn't taking risks. I knew, especially with those guys, and I was even like this in college, I was smart enough to know, look, this isn't my deal. Like, I shouldn't be shooting these shots, especially when you're playing with pros. And in basketball, sure, it's an equal opportunity thing. I mean, if I want to dribble up the court and shoot, I can do that. It's not a football. Like, you couldn't all of a sudden be the quarterback. In baseball,
no, you
can't hit every time. So on basketball, what you rely upon is intelligence, and you know, well, this guy on my team, there's Klay Thompson over there. Like, why would I even consider shooting? But in basketball, you also have to have confidence where if you're open and they're not guarding you, you can also hurt your team. So it's you know, people that play basketball, you understand, you can't be a zero threat out there, but you also got to be smart enough to know swinging the ball one more time to a better shooter is the right thing. But no, my you know, Lo, I was just trying not to get hurt. I mean, it's...
After all that, he's like, you know what, Lo, let me think about this. He's like, hey, Lo, I'm just trying not to get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, we have big guys. You know, these 7 foot, 260 guys, you just had a screen on you. Just a screen, you can rip your shoulder up. Yeah. I mean, and these guys aren't trying to hurt anybody, but, you know, if you go out and play with pros, great chance you're just going to get hurt by trying to defend somebody, or a guy goes up for a rebound and all of a sudden just runs you over and you're done. So I didn't get hurt, but I got my ego, which wasn't very great going out there anyway, was crushed. You know?
Bob Myers joining us here on 95.7 The Game. What's life been like for you guys these days? You know, you got 22 teams in Orlando trying to pull this thing off. There's talk that maybe the other eight could be going to Chicago. You got the lottery coming up. You got the draft coming up. People are trying to figure out if we can even have a season next year. Like, just inside the Warrior bubble right now, how are you guys handling everything?
That's a good, you encapsulated the whole picture, all that stuff. And the problem is, there's so many unknowns, right? You add to it the pandemic. There's so many unknowns to the pandemic. We got three daughters. One's not quite ready for school, but the school question is big in our household. Whether they're going back, should they go back? Public schools announced they're not going back. Our kids are in private schools, so that's something we talk about professionally with the Warriors. All the things you said. It's just, and Lo knows this, when you're in the world of sports, you're subject to such a rhythm of your season. And you're so used to this month is off, this month is draft prep, this month is free agency, this month is playoffs.
Right.
All that's been completely disrupted. And so we're entering this huge unknown as far as our own calendar, as far as draft process. Are we going to get to see players? Is there going to be a combine? Are we going to get to reconvene as our own team? Clearly, even the guys that are in Orlando, that's not – they're doing a great job. But to say it's normal is inaccurate. So – We're waiting, really, to see. We know the draft's coming. We know free agency's coming. We don't know a ton else as far as our process, including next year. I mean, we're putting every foot forward to make sure we can have fans and it can be safe. And we're probably in a great market and with great all the technology we have and all the medical affiliates in the city. So it's a lot of conversation like that, Joe. But it's hard to make any conclusions right now. It's hard to say definitely anything, but that's the stuff we're kicking around.
And it's hard for everyone to not know what is going to come for the future. So from an organization standpoint, are you laying out multiple contingency plans, or is it more just a general sense of the direction you're hoping to go, assuming the schedule goes as we think it might?
Yeah, look, I think the trouble we get in a lot of times, well, in anything in life, you never look at worst case scenarios. So you have to start with that part and then work backwards, because best case scenario is there's a vaccine and everything's great. But if there's not, how do you plan for that? So
right.
A lot of our focus, Dibs, has been on testing safely, making sure our players are safe, making sure fans are safe, making sure our arena is safe. Luckily, we've got a brand new arena, which is up to all the latest standards as far as safety and things like that. It would have been more difficult than the old Coliseum, probably. And not to blame the Coliseum, it's just an older venue.
Right.
So we have some advantages, but look, it's a daunting deal. Like I said, it's daunting for you guys to figure out should you go to a restaurant or not. I mean, the simple
right.
things that we do are being called into question. So sports is just another layer to it. I do think this, and I think I said this to you guys before, sports to me is kind of the dessert of life, and we miss it. And it's not that we can't function without it, but life just isn't as enjoyable. And we need it and we want it, but not to the degree where it's unsafe. So the challenge is, how do we provide this form of entertainment that brings communities together and gives people a lot of joy, which I'm sure people want right now, but do it safely, right?
Right.
It can't just be, hey, let's get sports back. And to the detriment of the safety of people. So it's combining those two things.
Without a doubt, Bob. And the thing about it is people's way of life. A majority yourself, and of course family, we get that. But, I mean, people have necessity to eat, to survive. And even though it is the dessert, I think some people it is, a part of their lives. And how do you, as a man, a leader, what are some of the things that you have to do? What's been your role to make sure that you're going to put your organization in the best position to still compete, draft-wise, just everything surrounding it? What did you do? What's the biggest difference that you have to do to keep everyone on the same page?
Yeah, I think that last thing you just said is keeping everybody on the same page. That's a constant theme. In good times and bad and in the middle, it's people talk about what's hard in sports. And you played, whether your team is struggling or even great teams or teams that are fighting or in the middle, it's keeping the team together. It's keeping the players together. It's keeping winning as the number one priority. It's keeping everybody as happy as you can. It's being honest. It's communicating. It's developing relationships. The hardest thing right now, though, is I'm a big in-person guy. I feel like you don't really know somebody, and really, you can't even really have, to me, the best conversations without looking at somebody, right? Looking at their body language,
right,
looking at their eyes.
Right.
And so we miss that part. And if you talk about what keeps everybody on the same page, it's that part. You played on teams where you walked in the building and you just knew it felt right. And you walked into some situations and certain teams and you'd be on your way to practice and be like, this is a joke. This thing's a mess. And I don't even know how to fix it. And I'm sure you were trying to be part of the solution. So it's not just me. Obviously, Steve's great. Our ownership's great at supporting us with all the resources. Steph Curry, you couldn't find a better man and person to kind of connect us to all to each other, because it's so rare to have your best players be that grounded and that humble and that talented. And so, yeah, man, it's tough from a leadership standpoint, because I don't think you can lead from a distance, and right now we're all at a distance, and you can try, and we try, and we do as much as we can on Zoom and on the and just like your show is, but you guys are doing a great job, but your show is better when you're three in the studio. It just is. It's not that you can't do it this way, but it's a better show when you're all sitting next to each other. And same with us. It's tough, whether it's a draft meeting. Obviously we can't practice scrimmage and things like that, but I chose a profession where we get to do that. A lot of people talking about this, I love working from home, and this is great. And I don't. I mean, I love my family. I love being around my kids, which I haven't gotten to do. I haven't ever eaten this many family dinners in my life. I mean, I'm not joking. We've had 100, and I don't think I ever put together a stretch of dinners together with my family before this ever. And so that has been great. But I like the challenge of people. The hardest thing to do in life is manage people. And I was talking to Draymond the other day, and we were talking about leadership. And I said, the scarcest resource in the world is leadership. I mean, and we're lacking it, right? Forget about sports. I'm talking right now in our country. So leadership is harder to do when we're not sitting next to each other. And so I'm trying, but it's not ideal, though. It's a tough one to figure out right now.
How's he doing? What's Draymond up to these days?
He went back to Saginaw. He's doing what he can. He's working out, things like that. You know, he's a competitor. I think it'll be hard for our guys to watch this thing go. I think it's easier now because the playoffs haven't started and the Orlando thing is just still getting off the ground. But as competitors, again, I'll throw back to Lowe, when you're used to being in the playoffs and you're not part of that party, you feel right. that. Our guys right. will feel that. I think they'll watch some of the playoffs and it'll motivate them. But right now, Joe, it's hard because our calendar is uncertain, right? I think we have an idea when we're starting back up, but it's such a long layoff. But I was talking to Steve the other day, and I said, if a team ever needed this, it would have been ours. 5 years in a row in the finals. Steve joked at the end of last season, hey, you know, maybe we'll just take the year off. I mean, he has a lot of comments kind of like we need a break. Not like this, though. I wouldn't wish this upon anybody. But for us specifically, it's a break that maybe we needed the rest more than other teams.
President of basketball operation for the Golden State Warriors, always generous with his time. Bob Myers here on 95.7 The Game. Thanks, Bob. That was awesome as always, man. Good luck to you, your family, the kids. We look forward to catching up again soon.
All right, guys, before I go, what did you so it's Rice and Curry. It's down to the last two. Who did you guys
Oh, my God. We were supposed to ask you about that. I've bringing you on to talk to you about Steph in the top 10. Yeah, it's down to Rice and Steph. You can go. I mean, look, if you ask me, I'm going to say Steph. If, you know, Steve Young's coming on, I'm probably going to say it's Rice. So, you know, I'm just going to play to my crowd. I'll go with Steph.
And Bob, we had a vote, and Steph is amazing. What he did is setting a three-point record and probably can still continue, probably one of the, we think, the greatest three-point shooter the game's ever seen. But if you look at the longevity of Jerry Rice, you talk about how many years, 18, 19 years, we know without a doubt everyone's saying he is the GOAT. Is it any question? So to me, those two, I look at Steph, of course there's going to be some biases, but that's why just me, and maybe because I'm football too, but I would thank Jerry because he did it, how long he did it, and at the level he did it, and he set every record in that game of football as far as receiver in that position.
Hey, Bob, remember that, too, the next time a couple tickets available that Lowe picked Jerry and I picked Steph. Just remember that, please.
Yeah, no, I got you. I remember it. Don't worry.
Bob!
See? He knows.
Bob!
It's a political game. Thanks,
you know,
Bob.
Look, Lowe's not wrong. I don't disagree with that. I would say yes, because I grew up here. Jerry, I mean, it's hard. Who would argue that he wasn't the best at his position? I don't think it's even an argument. But if it's who mean, this is not a knock on Jerry. Right? This is just the impact of Steph. I would argue, if the question is who has meant more to his community, I think Steph wins that one. You know,
hands down.
I think he beats Rice. But you're right. I don't know what the criteria was for this honor. So
it was pretty ridiculous. So everyone had a chance to interpret it on their own. I had the great jockey Russell Bayes in my top 10, and he actually might show up at number one or number two. So let's not discount the possibility that it goes Rice, yeah, Bayes, or maybe Curry Bayes.
Yeah, Steph could get left off completely.
Yeah, at which point, thanks for joining us for nothing, Bob.
See what I got to do with Bob?
Bob's like family, Lo. He's got to get the family treatment.
You guys are doing a good job. I appreciate what you're doing. And hey, I know we're not giving you great content, so you guys are doing a good job. I appreciate it.
It's all good. It's all good. Have a great weekend. We look forward to catching up with you soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.